If you look at their record, maybe something went on. Someone snuck into the KPOJ studios and wound my Bush down countdown clock the wrong way. So maybe this is...
Tom Dwyer called us just a few minutes ago and says he'll get us some replacement clocks right away.
By the way,
take... But he better check the clocks before he brings them over here. I'm telling you, something's going on.
I have a theory.
Yeah, Tom is here with a theory.
I have a theory. It's the pigeons. No, it's actually, what if they really are planning on declaring martial law and Bush really is planning on staying president? And this is their way of letting us know.
That's maybe, what I think.
Well,
that's
see, if all the countdown clocks were on some from some NSA source, then yours and mine would be at 702 days. Maybe
no,
they're doing
only
it one
letting
at a time.
You know.
Oh, okay. thank you. I'm the Tribune for this. Thank you so much. It's Tom, and thank you to Tom Dwyer for calling in. Take your car to Tom Dwyer Automotive, one of our big supporters here. And maybe Tom, in your models, you can in place of the manufacturer's clock. You can do a Bush countdown clock. How about that in your car?
They're
talking about Wi-Fi and everything else. Why not talk about the restoring of democracy when you look at your dashboard?
Maybe the one that Tom Dwyer gave me is just like, you know, like the kind of work he does on cars. It's like just really high quality.
Yeah, and maybe I got a non-Tom Dwyer.
Yeah, yours
countdown
is more
clock.
Easily hacked by the by the NSA.
Sue in Vancouver wants to weigh in on the countdown clock.